God, who is love, has the supernatural power to blot out his mind. Love is the great memory cleansing agent.
When we sin, we should run to God and receive His love and forgiveness. Join Kenneth Copeland today on The Believer's Voice of Victory as he shares how love removes all memory of sin.
Now let's talk about what it means to walk in love. I was preaching a meeting some years ago. This has been 20 years ago, I guess. And I was praying in the afternoon for my evening service, and I was sitting up in the middle of my hotel room bed, and I was just sitting there praising the Lord. Everything was laid out. I knew what the Lord wanted me to preach that night. And all of a sudden, I just saw this. I just saw it just as plain as I'm looking at you. I saw it. It's right up here in front of me, and there was this pipe. Looked like about something like maybe a 7-inch piece of drill stem or something. I mean, but that big, right up here in front of my face like this. And it was less than an arm's length away. The end of it was right here. And the pipe itself looked like it's about 3 or 4 feet long. There was this torrent. I mean, a torrential flow coming from the other end, hitting that pipe. And when I saw it, it looked like water. But when I looked at it, I knew from the Spirit of God that it was the glory of God. And it was coming out of heaven. I mean, it was coming out in an awesome high pressure flow. It looked like it's coming out of a fire hose. I mean, just gushing down. And it hit the end of that pipe and just splattered in every direction. And there was this little small coming out of the end of it, and it started hitting me in the nose and then around the face. Just enough to irritate you, like a squirt gun. You know, nothing. Like somebody turning a fire hose on you, and it just. And I really got irritated. I said, "Lord, what is this?" He said, "That's your spirit." I said, "What's in it?" He said, "It's full of spiritual trash. Put in there one grain at a time until you have plugged it off, and my glory can't flow through it." I was speechless. I just sat there and looked at it. What? Well, I know now the glory of God represents the blessing itself. And it's just enough just to get in my face. I said, What kind of dirt? What's in there?" He said, "Unrepented violations of the love of God and the laws of love. One grain at a time over a period of years, and you pay little to no attention to it, and you have finally clogged up your spirit." And he said, "If you don't clean it out and do something about it," he said, "it's about to get your anointing into trouble, and it's about to get your ministry into trouble." And he said, "I can't do anything financially anyway like what I want to do in your life and ministry." I knew I was struggling with something, but I didn't know what. I said, "Lord, like what?" I said, "I repent in the name of Jesus. But now like what?" And just that quick. I mean, this had happened just the day before I came to that and started that meeting in this little town. Gloria will probably remember this. Where you turned off of the freeway and turned on the street headed towards our house over there on Florentine. And when you would turn to the right there, there'd be vendors out there on that parking lot, and they'd be selling tomatoes or cantaloupes or something. And Gloria came home with a paper grocery bag, about medium-sized bag, full of cantaloupe. And she walked in there, and she said, "This guy has some of the nicest-looking cantaloupe." She said, "I just stopped and bought a sack full of it." And she set it up there on the table, and sure enough, that cantaloupe up on top was just beautiful. She took that down, and she pulled the rest of them out of that sack, and every one of them was rotten. I said, "Gloria, what kind of a crook did you buy these things from?" She said, "I don't know how he did that. They didn't look like that when he put them in that sack." Well, he had to be a real slick, because, I mean, she is really quick on something like it. I get caught at stuff like that more than she does. And it got to me. I said, and I could see myself saying it, "God, open my eyes." I saw it. I'm sitting there looking at it like it's running off on television screen. And I did it. I was guilty as mud. I said, "How long ago were you down there?" She said, "Well, it wasn't just a few minutes ago. I stopped there just before I came home. I grabbed that sack of cantaloupes." She said, "Where are you going?" I said, "I'm going to go feed these rotten cantaloupes to that crook. And I'll be back in a little bit with either some cantaloupes or some hair, one of the two." I was mad. Now, I got in my car, I threw them old rotten cantaloupes in the back end of that car, and I headed off down there because he's gone. Well, I huffed all the way back home. Took it out on the rotten cantaloupe. Throwed them all in the trash. He said, "Did you repent of that?" I said, "No, sir, I didn't." He said, "That's your problem." He said, "Your spirit is full of that kind of trash." And he said, "You know, you don't care enough that it is a commandment to do anything about it." Well, that's when the word commandment stuck me right between the eyes. And this is a number of years ago. Man, I started repenting. I started cleaning that pipe. I repented, and I said, "You bring it up, and I'll repent over it." And there were some people that I had to call on the phone, and people that I wrote notes to, and just repenting. I mean, get this mess out of my spirit where the glory of God can flow again. Well, I didn't realize where we were headed with this, but we're there.
Come on.
Amen. Now it's time for that blessing to manifest like it has never manifested in this earth before. And flow right on into the catching away of the church, and then right on into the millennial reign of Christ Jesus. We're at that point. So now, let's open our books here, and I'll close with this. Let's go to 1 John, where the instructions to this are. 1 John chapter 1. Verse 2, "For the life was manifested. We've seen it and bear witness and show unto you that eternal life which was with the Father and was manifested unto us. That which we have seen and heard declare we unto you, that you also may have fellowship," or equal partnership, "with us. And truly, our partnership is with the Father and with His Son, Jesus, the one He anointed. These things write we unto you, that your joy may be full. This then is the message which we heard." Are you seeing those words there? This then is the message. This then is the message which we heard of Him, that we declare to you. This is what will make your joy full. God is light, and in Him is no darkness at all. If we say we have equal partnership with Him and walk in darkness, you're lying and you're not doing the truth. Now, that's what God had to correct me so severely over. I was acting, I was releasing my faith, I had revelation of the fact that I was a joint heir with Christ Jesus, and I was out there preaching that, and my spirit's full of darkness. That ain't gonna work. And God brought it to a close that day. And I want you to know it don't take this mama's boy very long to repent. When the Lord get up in your face like that, and I see I got a dirty spirit. So now look. If we walk in the light as He is in the light, we have equal partnership with each other, and the blood of Jesus, His anointed Son, the Son of Love, cleanses us from all sin. Wow. All of it. And that happened to me that afternoon, sitting right there in that bed. I got the pipe cleaned out. And here come the glory. It's manifested in that meeting that night. And I'm telling you, things have been on upswing ever since. Now, there's been times He's had to get on me again. I say, oh, God, forgive me. And get right back in there and repent. But now you have to learn how to repent. It's not just, oh, God, I'm so sorry. Oh, I'm so unworthy. I'm so no good. I'm just an old darkness thing. Shut that up. Don't ever say it again. Because repent instructions are in the first chapter of the book. That's the first message of the message that God is light and in Him no darkness at all, is how to repent. That's good, isn't it? How to walk in the light as He is in the light and keep the sin away from you all the time. If we say we have no sin, we deceive ourselves and the truth isn't in us. If we confess our sins, He's faithful and He is righteous to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. If we say that we have not sinned, we make Him a liar and His word isn't in us. Amen. So deal with it. Deal with it right now. Don't give it another second in your life. Don't deal with it on the basis of guilt feelings. As long as there's guilt there, fear is active. Get rid of it. Deal with it. Perfected love casteth out fear, and you just keep working, and you just keep believing, and you just keep pressing it until it gets up and gets out of your life. I was preaching a tent meeting one time, and I won't tell you what I did, but I didn't like it. And I felt like a dog, and I went before the Lord, and I repented over it. And, it was just really bothering me. And the afternoon was getting away, and I'm walking the floor, and I finally said, Lord, I ain't going over there now. And the word of the Lord came to me. He said, why not? I said, what you mean asking me why not? You know why not? He said, what are you talking about? I said, you know exactly what I'm talking about. And I confessed that sin again. He said, Kenneth, when you committed that sin, or when you confessed it, is not when I found out about it. He said, that's when you got rid of it. He said, the very moment that you will exercise your faith that I have forgiven you, and you begin to confess it out your mouth because I said it in my word, and that very moment you say you believe you receive the cleansing of my blood, he said, my light will come on, praise God. Now, he said, you're going to have to guard your flesh and renew your mind, but he said, is the love of God not in you? I said, yes, sir. He said, am I love? I said, yes. He said, am I God? I said, yes, sir. He said, do I dwell on the inside of you? I said, yes, sir. He said, I can clean your memory just the same as I clean mine. But he said, you'll have to receive it by faith and begin to confess. I don't have that in my memory anymore. I am actively wiping that out of my consciousness. I refuse to remember. Somebody said, Paul Copeland, I never heard of that. Well, then you need to read the book of Hebrews, particularly the 10th chapter. It said the worshipers that come to this blood should have no more sin consciousness.
Amen.
Oh, isn't that good? No more sin consciousness. Hallelujah. Once purged. Well, didn't the Bible say Jesus purged our sins?
Yes.
Hallelujah. Now then, let's go over and I'll show you this and the final stage of it here so you can get to work on it. In Isaiah chapter 43, verse 25. I'm going to wait till you get there. Are you there? Because I want you to be reading this. We're going to read it very slowly, word by word. 25th verse. I am He. Now, before I read this, I want you to remember something now. Blessed is the man whose transgressions are covered. Love covers the multitude of sin. Huh? That's scripture, isn't it? All right. I am He that blots out transgression. The word blot means to eradicate. Wipe out the ink. Not just mark the note paid. There's no more writing on the note.
Amen.
It's blank. I am He that blots out your transgressions. Now look. For my own sake. I said, Lord, I read that wrong. I thought He did it for my sake. He said, no, I did it for my sake. For your sake? He said, yeah, I cleansed my memory of it for my sake. I said, why for your sake? He said, do you want to remember ugly things about your children? I said, no. He said, what if you had the power to totally forget it? I said, I'd do it immediately. Why? I said, I don't want to remember that. He said, well, neither do I. Now, get this. You got your shouting shirt on. Man, we're approaching shouting ground here. I, for my own sake, and will. Now, this is the will of God, isn't it? Did He use the word will or not? And I will not remember your sin. Now, God, who is love, has the supernatural power to blot out His mind. Love is the great memory cleansing agent. You have the same love shed abroad in your heart that God loved Jesus with. It's in you. And if you'll learn to operate it by faith, it'll blot out the stuff you don't want to remember. It'll blot out all memory of any ugly thing anybody ever did to you. Not only that, it'll blot out your memory of all the ugly stuff you did to somebody else, too. Now, then He immediately said, put Me in remembrance. Let us plead together. You declare that you may be justified. You declare so that you may be made righteous. What? Put Me in remembrance. You just got the saying that you're not going to remember. Put Me in remembrance. I said, what are you saying here? And all He told me. And it is still the most exciting thing that I've heard in my adult life. He said, Kenneth, I am offering you and all the rest of My children a blank memory. Now you put in it what you want Me to remember about you. Put Me in remembrance. You declare, and that's what I'll remember.
Hallelujah.
It overwhelms me yet. I can't hardly stand that, man. I can hardly stand that. He's love. He is compassion. He sent no more memory. All I see is my perfect baby. Before the foundation of the world, when I called you by your name. Perfect in me. Now, here I am, sweet thing. What do you want Daddy to remember? Oh, I'm so unworthy. I'm just so undeserving of your love. Why do you want me to remember that? And just constantly just bombard him with that over and over, trying to con him into doing something for you. You can't con God, particularly with unbelief. And insult the cross and expect that he's going to feel sorry for you and heal your sore back. Not hardly. But I'll tell you what does work. He is a pushover for love. I mean, and when he says, you say, I believe, I receive my cleansing, my forgiveness, it is mine. That dirty, nasty sin is gone. I refuse to remember it ever again. And every guilt feeling that tries to come back at you, laugh at it and say, I am an innocent man. I am innocent. And if you don't believe that, you go ask my heavenly Father. I am innocent. You just go ask him if he remembers any sin on me. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. I'm blessed. Hallelujah, I'm blessed. What do I want him to remember? Oh my, I want him to remember that I am believing for the harvest. I want him to remember that I am blessed. And remember, God, that I'm for you, not against you. Remember, I'm your right-hand man. Glory to God. Remember that I am here. I am ready. And I am ready to go. Anytime you need me, anywhere, anytime, praise God, you let me know. I am on go. Praise God. I am ready, ready, ready. I'm like Fred Price. The first time I ever saw Fred preach, he jumped up and ran out across the platform. This was in 1975. He ran out across the platform. He said, I am ready, Freddy. Well, I'm ready, Kenneth. Glory to God. I love you with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind and strength. I am determined. I am sold out to be a good steward over the commandment of love. I love my neighbor as myself, and I'm walking in the love. I am walking in the love. I am walking in the love. I'm walking in the love. I'm walking in the love. Hallelujah. Woo! Now that's something your heavenly Father can remember.
Now tonight, would you welcome the Strand of Pearls.
New from Kenneth Copeland Ministries. Join Kelly Copeland along with Kenneth and Gloria's granddaughters, Jenny Coots, Aubrey Pearsons, and Lindsay and Rachel Ward.
Hallelujah, I'm ready.
I'm ready.
Hallelujah,
I can hear the voices singing soft and low.
Hear songs such as Amazing Grace. In the Sweet By and By.
In the Sweet By.
When the Roll is Called Up Yonder.
When the roll is called up yonder.
In the Garden.
And he walks with me and he talks with me.
Lift up the Lord with these classic hymns and joyful spirituals. Strand of Pearls is a musical experience you won't want to miss.
This new CD that my girls did, Strand of Pearls, I'll tell you something. There is an anointing here. They
they did a number of the old hymns, but they did it in bluegrass style and very easy. And I tell you, I got to listening to some of those old hymns, and I could see why people used to love to worship with those things, because they're so filled with anointing and filled with God's Word. And it just really brought some wonderful things alive in me, and I know it will you too. So take advantage of this offer, particularly for Christmas gifts and so forth, and you will really be glad you did. What we discussed earlier, love removes all memory from sin. This is a powerful thing in my life. It's there all the time in my thinking and in my life, and you need to develop that in your life. God does not want to remember anything bad about you. And in Isaiah 43:25-26 declares that, praise the Lord. So learn to use that. Don't run from God when you sin. Run to Him when you sin, praise God. When you confess that sin was not when He found out about it. That's when you got rid of it. And you absolutely must confess it in faith, believing you're forgiven and believing you are cleansed. Now, Father, in the name of Jesus, Your Word says Jesus is faithful. He is just. He's faithful to You. And in order to be faithful to You, He has to be faithful to us when we confess our sins. Lord Jesus, thank You, thank You. We believe we receive our forgiveness right now. I am forgiven. I believe I receive my cleansing right now. So my confession of faith is I'm cleansed. Regardless of my guilty feelings or grief about it, no, Jesus bore my grief and carried my sorrows. Oh, hallelujah. Now, you'll have to spend some time confessing that by faith until that stuff in your flesh just goes away, praise the Lord, and it's a good, good thing. We'll see you next time. Remember, Jesus is Lord.
Thank you for joining us on the Believer's Voice of Victory. To order a copy of this broadcast, visit our website at kcm.org or call toll-free 800-575-4455. This is the year of the open door, and the blessing is yours.
Hello, I'm Kelly Copeland. Join my mom, Gloria Copeland, for Healing School on the Believer's Voice of Victory. Healing belongs to you. You know, God doesn't want you sick. You have to stand on the Word of God to live out the full numbers of your days. Walk by faith and not by sight, and you can be healed, spirit, soul, and body. Just put the Word first place, and you'll walk in victory. So please join us.
You won't want to miss these special broadcasts. The Branson Victory Campaign is March 6th to the 8th at Faith Life Church in Branson, Missouri. A new location for the West Coast Believers Convention, the Long Beach Convention Center, June 30th to July 5th in Long Beach, California. The Southwest Believers Convention, August 4th to the 9th at the Fort Worth Convention Center in Fort Worth, Texas. The Great Lakes Believers Convention, August 18th to the 23rd at the U.S. Cellular Arena in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. Visit kcm.org or call 1-800-600-7395.